the outcome doesn't surprise me because I thought the answer to the case was clear. What did surprise me is it took 2 years or more than 2 years to get that answer. What it does, I think, is the decision now paves the way for the NEC decision to be implemented, which was to set up a replacement body which would transition to the Independent Commission Against Corruption that is proposed. And I hope that that process will now be able to get underway and get underway as quickly as possible.
What would that mean for the fight against corruption in PNG?
It would mean that it can be continued through the interim office, plus once the proposed ICAC is created, it would then, I hope, be put on a sound footing in that it would be independent of the government and operating in the same manner as anti-corruption bodies in other parts of the world.
So how significant is this decision then when you consider the fight against corruption in Papua New Guinea?
Oh, I think it's very significant because it just removes a roadblock. I know Cohen was saying that he was still continuing to do his work, but he had no funding and he had a number of difficulties. But now that the position has been clarified, there really is no impediment to fast-tracking the fight against corruption in PNG.
There are people who will interpret this decision as being, you know, bad for the efforts to combat corruption in PNG because they saw task force sweepers the only body doing that. What would you say to those people?
Oh, I don't agree with that. I don't think the fight against corruption was confined to task force sweep or to Sam Coem, and I just think it will be helpful in the moving forward process to have independence, to have people who are not allied with any political party, and to have the whole fight against corruption put on a sounder footing.